From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Many people use the words mold and mildew interchangeably, but they're not the same thing. To be fair, both are types of fungi. That is, spore-producing organisms in the same kingdom as mushrooms or yeast. Fungi are fascinating because they grow pretty much like plants, but they acquire nutrients and have chitin in their cell walls, like animals do. Mold and mildew are both filamentous fungi. That is, multicellular fungi that grow in branching tubular structures that form a mass of intertwining strands. They crave especially damp, moist conditions, and both can grow on things in your home. But mildew is usually easier to get rid of. And that goes to the heart of the differences between mold and mildew. The spores of both are everywhere, all around us. They're a necessary part of our world because these types of fungi are what break down dead plant and animal matter in our soil. But by the time you see mold or mildew growing in your home, you're looking at a colony of millions of cells. Mildew is mold in its early stages of life and typically grows fast. The spores may arrive in your home via water, air, or insects. Both mold and mildew prefer to grow on, or in, porous organic materials, wood, paper, food, and some types of insulation, carpet, or clothing. They can also grow on biofilms on top of less porous materials, like plastic, glass, or tile. The biggest difference between mold and mildew is on the surface. That's a little play on words, because mildew only grows on the surface of materials, like your shower walls, windowsills, and other places where moisture tends to be high. Mold, however, is a penetrating fungi. It grows below the surface of whatever it's attached to. So, the powdery, fluffy stuff you see on books and boxes in your basement, that's mildew. But good news, it's only on the surface. If you find mildew, you can clean it off so that it won't multiply and grow to damage whatever it's on. Then you can check the room's ventilation and maybe add a dehumidifier to the space. Bathrooms should have an exhaust fan to vent out warm, moist air. Check the seals around windows to prevent condensation. Mold is a different matter. It can be fuzzy or slimy. As we mentioned before, it grows on the surface of organic material and then penetrates it. Mold usually comes in shades of white, blue, green, brown, gray, or black. And mold can be a problem when it grows indoors. Over time, the material that's covered with mold will become rotten. And that's why mold often causes structural damage to homes and belongings, leading to mold remediation strategies and costly repairs. Mold can also cause serious health problems. It produces compounds that can cause irritation to the eyes, nose, throat, and lungs, even in people who aren't allergic to it. And mold allergies can cause everything from sneezing, runny nose, red eyes, and skin rash to asthma attacks. And unlike mildew, which you can easily clean yourself, the CDC says that cleaning up toxic mold is very difficult and should be handled by qualified mold remediation professionals certified by the National Environmental Health Association or the American Industrial Hygiene Association. Though, of course, while it's certainly a menace if it's growing unchecked in your home, not all mold is bad. You might welcome some types and their byproducts into your household. For example, the antibiotic penicillin, which is extracted from mold, or cheeses like gorgonzola or brie, both of which rely on mold to create their textures and flavors. All of these are created thanks to molds in the genus Penicillium. Today's episode is based on the article What's the Difference Between Mold and Mildew? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patty Rasmussen. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.